In this segment, we're going to talk about the commercials, because that, along with the halftime show, and by the way, we'll do a big segment on that halftime show, which had the entire world talking yesterday at 8:15 this morning, 8:15 for our halftime review. But the other big thing that everyone tunes in for outside of the game and the halftime, the commercials, we don't have the ad meter results. They don't come out for another couple hours. We do have the New York Times ranking the ads from best to worst. So why don't we go through what were our favorites, and we'll see if that squares with the Times.
Okay. I really like the ones that just stand out to me, that when I just close my eyes and think, okay, what did you enjoy? I like the Rocket Mortgage neighbor. Let's all be good neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
The Plant in the Garden Google. Ring doorbell dog search, which I guess we can only use it for dogs, not humans.
Yeah.
I think it's great that we're saving dogs and stuff, and I'm sure they're used for, you know, missing people as well.
Yes. But isn't that a little bit weird? Just telling Ring that they can use your footage whenever someone is missing a dog somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you get in on that, program.
It's a different issue.
The one that really stood out to me, though, was Goodwill Duncan. I thought that was the big one of the Super Bowl.
To see all those people?
Yeah.
In their prime?
And I thought it was clever.
Before the movie, a much better version of Goodwill Hunting was made as a sitcom with a real genius in the lead and some other actors.
Hey, Will, did you arrange the Munchkins in the Fibonacci sequence?
I got a genius working for me.
He's such a genius, then why'd he put ice in his coffee, huh?
Come on, Chucky, I'm just Will Hunting. I'm not a genius.
I will marry the first man that can help me with the Fibonacci sequence.
How are you doing?
Lovely. Don't you have a girlfriend?
We're on a break!
I don't need her. I still got everything I need right here at Duncan.
Hey, kid, if you're still single doing this Boston shtick and working for Duncan when you're 50, I'm gonna be very disappointed.
Isn't that your girlfriend?
You like donuts?
Yeah.
Well, this is my new boyfriend. How you like these nuts?
I'm tired.
Okay, we should probably identify everybody in there.
You can't tell. I couldn't even tell all their voices right there.
Yeah.
Because they're all trying to do like a Boston accent or something, so they're changing their voices. But yeah, it was full of a bunch of famous people.
And there were Jennifer Aniston, which was a pretty awesome line.
Ted Danson. Ben Affleck, of course, is the main guy.
Yeah.
Jason Alexander. Jennifer Aniston at the end introduces her new boyfriend, Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. And they were all de-aged.
Yeah. Creepy.
It was very creepy.
So how'd they do that? They just...
Well, yeah, they've been doing AI'd this in it. Movies lately, you know, for the past, I don't know, 5 years or something like that.
LeBlanc as well.
Matt LeBlanc's in it as well. But yeah, they can de-age you and make you look like you were when you were young. And I've known that they've done that intentionally, and we all know they're doing it. The first one I remember was Robert De Niro in some movie, The Irishman or something. But I also noticed it in another ad later on that was not about de-aging people.
Yes, I did.
Did you notice
too.
John Hamm in the Bo and Yang Scarlett Johansson ad?
I noticed him, but I didn't notice he had been de-aged.
Yeah, it looked like they had cleaned up his face. So I'm wondering if now it's becoming more common just as practice to go ahead and smooth people's faces out digitally.
So I saw it in another ad. But it wasn't the Ham ad. I'll think of it here in a minute. But I saw it in a second ad as well.
And it was uncommented upon, or it was part of the plot?
Yeah, it wasn't commented on.
Huh.
Oh, what was that?
I think Levi's had a big day with this one, the tight ends one. I thought the other one, get up off of that thing, was better. But this one, I think, got a lot of attention.
Have you ever... in your life, seeing tight ends this relaxed?
I am so relaxed.
It's showing current former tight ends.
They're carefree. Calm. Serene.
You know what these tight ends are so relaxed about? Prostate cancer screenings. They've learned there's a simple finger-free blood test.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Roughly 1 in 8 men would be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I was one of them.
Wait, you thought it was a Levi's commercial?
No, I confused that. I confused it with the Levi's commercial. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah, it's Bruce Arians, who just went through prostate cancer and is recovering. And then it had famous tight ends, Tony Gonzalez and Rob Gronkowski. And the message is, relax your tight end and have your prostate checked.
Yeah, get checked. Yeah, you made me feel crazy for a second because I was going, oh, my God, I watched that, and I thought completely missed the point of it.
That was me just totally missing. I was thinking about the Levi's, which was the shot of everyone's butt.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
So my five,
I'm very sorry.
My five favorite were that one, the relax your tight end PSA test. I liked the Duncan, Goodwill Duncan spot, but the New York Times said that was one of the worst.
I thought it was fun to see them all interacting back when they were young.
Their point was good premise, but zero laughs. And when I thought about it, there were no laughs, but I'm not sure that was the ultimate point.
Things can be enjoyable without laughs.
It's a pretty big ending.
Look at my career.
Yeah. I love the Lay's farmer retirement.
Yeah,
it hit me in the feels area because I've got a little girl, and that's the old farmer passing the farm along to his daughter. And then
so hokey.
Oh, I loved it. And then all the, him thinking about her growing up and giving him little love notes and Valentine's cards and things like that. I like the Ben Stiller Bananas Rockstar commercial when he tried to flip and he wiped out.
Yeah,
that was funny. Yeah, hit the drums on the way down.
Yeah, he's got the guy he's performing with who's doing all these crazy flips because he's young.
It's such a Ben Stiller character to play.
That made me laugh. And my fifth favorite was the Emma Stone looking for her domain name, but EmmaStone.com was bought by someone else, and she slams her computer
down. She's so wealthy that she just throws each computer when something's unavailable, and she just has a pile of laptops.
And that was for Squarespace, and that was the number one ad in the New York Times list. Hmm. Their top five, the Emma Stone Squarespace ad was number one. The Dove ad, number two, with the girls dancing, promoting women's athletics.
Yeah.
The number three, according to the Times, was the Pringles commercial where Sabrina Carpenter builds her dream man out of Pringles. Number four on their list was the He Gets Us commercial. We have one of those every year. Number five was the Lay's farmer giving his farm to the daughter.
Yeah, that was good. That was Benson Boone, by the way, the other one who's, in the Wipeout video.
Oh, okay.
The musical video. Yeah. He's one who does flips off the piano and all that.
I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah. He's pretty big now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he looks kind of throwbacky.
Yeah. But again, I say it every year. You may say, another mad day of commercials. But we tune into them. We watch them. And what other event do you watch and at least get some sort of reaction, either emotional or laughter or something? No other event does it like that. And, I got my lighter up for the eagle flying off the horse in the Budweiser commercial. You're dang right I did.
Gordo, did you have a favorite or a least favorite?
You know, I like the – of course, it's hard for me to tell how much was it because I was enjoying it because I was thinking of what Giorgio was thinking about that stupid Hellman's ad, the Sandberg one that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Funny.
Of him singing Sweet Hardline. I can't believe I call that song Sweet Hardline now. It's Sweet Caroline. And I also loved the Stiller one with the ridiculous physical comedy. So I didn't have any that you guys have not already mentioned.
Hellman's ranked highly in the New York Times list. So did the Universal Orlando Resort, the older brother calling his little brother little guy. And then at the very end, the older brother's scared to ride the roller coaster, and the little brother calls him little guy.
Right.
I thought that was good, too.
I didn't particularly care for the Matthew McConaughey.
No.
Yeah, that Bradley campaign's thing, been going for a while,
Uber
too.
Eats.
Yeah.
That ranked near the bottom of the Times list as well. I did not like that one. Matthew McConaughey was too over the top there.
Yeah.
Was Sofia Vergara in a couple of commercials?
Yes.
She starred in multiple commercials in the Super Bowl. She's still really pretty to the eyes, I think. The Kendall Jenner, I thought there was some funny moments in that. I know you hate the Jenners or the Kardashians, but
I could go without. But again, you say, just about everyone would name off about 8 or 9 commercials that at least stuck with them.
Yeah, and then say they all suck.
No, it didn't.